Random House Audio presents Lando by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Josh Hamilton. Chapter 1. We Sacketts were a mountain folk who ran long on boy children and gun shooting, but not many of us were traveled men, and that was why I envied the Tinker. When first I caught sight of him, he was so far off I couldn't make him out, so I'd taken my rifle and hunkered down behind the woodpile, all set to get in the first shot if it proved to be a Higgins. Soon as I realized who it was, I turned again to tightening my mill, for I was fresh out of meal and feeling hunger. Everybody in the mountains knew the Tinker. He was a wandering man who tinkered with everything that needed fixing. He could repair a clock, sharpen a saw, make a wagon wheel, or shoe a horse. Fact was, he could do almost anything a body could think of that needed doing, and he wandered up and down the mountains from Virginia to Georgia just a fixin' and a doin'. Along with it, he was a pack peddler. He carried a pack would have put a crick in a squaw's back, and when he fetched up to my cabin, he slung it down and squatted on his heels beside it. "If you reckoned I was a Higgins," he said, "you can put it out of mind. Your cousin Tyrell cut his notch for the last Higgins months ago. You Sacketts done cleaned them out." "Not this Sacket. I never shot area Higgins, although that's not to say I wouldn't had they come at me. Tyrell, him, and Orin, they taken out for the western lands. Looks to me like you're to be the last of the Sacketts of Tennessee." "Maybe I will and maybe I won't," said I, a-working at my mill. "I've given thought to the western lands myself, for a man might work his life away in these mountains and nothing to show for it in the end. The Tinker, he just sat there, not saying aye, yes, or no, but I could see..."